Much love and blessings. Welcome, welcome. We're diving into addictions today. We might have this wonderful intention to feel that I've attained everything, right? To feel that and to come from that place of fullness. But many of us, and I can speak for myself, have had different types of addictions. And addictive behaviors, there's a pattern involved in that addiction. And there can be an addiction to anything, right? We can be addicted to people, to places, to certain drugs and chemicals and alcohol and various different pills, to sex and porn, to gambling, to shopping, to work, right? So almost to cell phones, of course, and to social media. So there's all these different varieties of addictions, and different people have different ones. Sometimes they're major problems that wreck our lives. Sometimes they're minor things. But there's a pattern involved in all of them. And when we understand the pattern, we can actually realize what's going on, and we can find a place that we are trying to get to through the behavior, and then come into that feeling state. So I'm just going to share with you the pattern, the process. And if you study about addiction, there's various ways of saying the same thing. So here's what happens in an addictive behavior. First, there is a trigger. So it might be an internal trigger. I want this thing. I need this thing. I need to do this thing. I want to talk to this person. I need to check this thing. I need to do this thing. So there's a trigger. It might be internally with our own thoughts, or it could be externally. Someone calls us, we see an ad, we see a certain something, we hear a sound, we're in a stressful situation. So there's all sorts of potential triggers. And then that trigger leads to desire. It leads to craving. A feeling of lack and craving. I need that thing. I need to buy that thing. I need to do that thing. I need to see that person. I need to check that thing. And we want that thing because we have had a previous experience where that experience, that thing, that, you know, whatever it is, that drug, person, thing, whatever, has led to a feeling of attainment. All right, so let's say someone is addicted to opium or opiates. This is a huge problem in America. So let's say they took them for some painkillers or something. They had an operation and they had the experience that opiate allowed them to feel a sense of deep peace and relief. Right? A sort of feeling of attainment. And then it wore off, and then some pain came back, and they think, oh, I need this thing, right? Because it made me feel good. There's the memory. If it's social media, let's say many people are addicted to social media. Social media doesn't really give us much, but there's a feeling of temporary attainment, or at least a feeling of relief. Everything's okay. We're checking our email, everything's all right, or this person got back to me. So what we're looking for, whether it's drugs, behaviors, whether it's shopping, sex, porn, or work, right? There's like the list of the main 10 different things. What we're really looking for is a feeling of attainment that we get after we have that thing or act out that behavior. So just tune into your own life, your own pattern. Right? What is it that you're addicted to? And let's not beat around the bush about this. There are lots of different types of addictions, and it's all right. Everyone has them. So just tune into the addictive behavior, the trigger, the behavior, and then the feeling of attainment, feeling of relief, feeling of peace, a higher consciousness, whatever it is. What is that feeling state? Sometimes it's a state of higher awareness, like certain psychedelic drugs can lead to that sort of higher state of being. Sometimes it's just relief. Many addictions, there's just this craving, and getting rid of the craving is the benefit, the feeling that you're not craving because you've got the thing. The next part of the process, after we get what we want and we feel better or changed or altered state, is often regret, because we might have caused ourselves problems in the meantime. Someone who has a shopping addiction, they see the thing they want, they crave the thing, they buy the thing, they feel good about buying the thing, and then later on they feel regret. Oh my God, I got all this stuff. I don't need all this stuff. I got this credit card debt. Right? So the problem with addictions is that they give us what we want a little bit, but then we feel bad afterwards. And unfortunately, that regret, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I'll do better next time. How can I get out of it? What can I do differently? That regret is trying to help us break out of the pattern and actually get what we want, really. Problem is that regret, that guilt, often leads to the trigger, which then creates a desire, which then leads to the behavior, which leads to the feeling change, which then leads to regret. And then it just goes round and round and round. And it can get really, really, really bad. And this is going on again and again and again, this cycle over and over and over again. And it's happening in almost everybody, almost every day, in different forms. So what can we do about this? How can we break this cycle? This is, of course, a big topic, but we're just going to focus on one part of it today, which is, what is it that you're really wanting? Imagine that you have attained that experience. So whatever the addictive substance or behavior or person or whatever it is, right? Whatever that is, what do you get from it? And just tune into the feeling. Imagine you have already attained that in large amounts, right? It's good to kind of be a bit of extreme about this. Imagine that this person, this situation, this drug, this behavior, checking this thing, right? Imagine you have it in large amounts, right? All the time. Like you have unlimited amount of it constantly, right? So it's like no lack. It's like, imagine you have the whole thing all the time. Yeah, normally that kind of freaks us out because it's too much, right? But this addict within us needs to sort of imagine this huge thing, this huge amount, like this vast quantity of whatever it is that we're looking for. And imagine you'd attained it all the time, permanently. What is the feeling that you want from that? What is the state of being you're really looking for? And when we tune into it, it's normally things like peace. We want to feel peace, or we want to feel loved, or love, or be loving, or feel freedom, lightness, contentment, deep, deep, deep satisfaction, or complete relaxation. Just take a moment to tune into that. What is the ultimate feeling you're really looking for? And imagine you have that feeling in huge amounts and it never goes away. It's constantly there. The wonderful good feeling, that exact feeling. And you might want to, you know, write this down, like remind you, what is it that you actually want, really? And then tune into the feeling you've already attained it and expand that out. Make that bigger and brighter and stronger. And imagine that you're always in that state, that you feel fantastic, right? Just increase the feeling. Increase the feeling. Imagine there's a dial. You can turn up the dial. You can make the colors brighter. You can increase the spinning of the vibration, right? Just make it all vivid. So you're smiling, you're happy, you're light. You've attained everything. Completely satisfied. And aim to focus on that feeling and that image and that awareness again and again and again and again, especially when you feel good. Because when you're in the sort of addict state, and you know, when that comes up for us, it's hard to practice these things in that state. It's much better when you take a break, take a step away from everything. So little practice is to, you know, notice your pattern. This, it goes round and round and round. Like what are the different stages? Trigger, craving, acting out, feeling temporarily satisfied. That is what we want, is that feeling. Then there's, unfortunately, the regret and remorse. Oh, I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to do different. And then we get back to our life and then we get triggered again and it goes round and round. What we're going to do is when we are feeling okay after the regret, right? I mean, these addictions can go away. They don't have to keep going round and round indefinitely for the rest of our life. But when you're just feeling good and practice this as much as you can, just really know what is that feeling you want. What is it exactly? And imagine you have it and expand it and expand it and expand it. And really feel it in your heart and in your body and in your being. It's a spiritual feeling that goes through your whole being. You melt into that feeling and you have attained. And you can think to yourself, I've attained. It is, I'm satisfied. It's great, right? The more you do it, the more you expand it, the more you feel it, the more that you won't need to act anything out because you have what you want, right? In fact, the various things that we thought we wanted to get the thing seem really awful when we feel you've already attained it. You don't even want them. You're like, the desire disappears. So hopefully this is useful. I'm keeping these sessions short and sweet. We all have some sort of thing going on. Find out what it is you really want. Feel the feeling. Stay with the feeling. Just be in that joyful state that I've attained. It feels so good. And then these other things will naturally start to fade away. And on practical side, it might be good to remove some of these things out of your life if you can. Like if you have an opportunity and you're being triggered and you can get rid of some of the triggers, that will be useful as well. But ultimately, when you've come into that state that you've attained what you want, then even if they're around, they won't bother you as much. This is a process. It takes time. It starts with one thought, one feeling at a time, and then it gradually builds and builds until there's that shift in our brain chemistry, in our psychology, in our shift in our awareness. And then it becomes a shift in our life. So much love. You have attained everything. You're a powerful being. Success is yours. Talk to you soon. And also, if you have a moment and you enjoy these sessions and this experience, then I'd be very grateful if you could leave a review on the podcast that you listen to. You can also follow it so you make sure you get them. And I'm really grateful for that. Thank you for your wonderful presence, and talk to you soon.